President Biya has won all three previous elections since multi-party politics were reintroduced in Cameroon in 1990. On all those occasions, the opposition cried foul, alleging widespread fraud, but to no avail. In 2008, the 78-year-old Biya eliminated term limits from the constitution to allow him run again. He faces a history-making 22 challengers in the one-round ballot built for Sunday, 9 October, and observers say he will likely win another seven-year mandate. They are pointing to the fractured nature of the opposition, the large number of candidates, their weak public support, high voter apathy, as well as nationwide hegemony enjoyed by Biya's ruling Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party, the CPDM. Dr. Agbo Ambang is a political analyst and lecturer at the University of Yaoundé. He says increasing state grants for financing campaigns may explain the rise in number of presidential aspirants from 16 at the last election in 2004 to 22 today.
When you legalized about 243 political parties in a country, the raison d'etre of a political party is the quest for state power. This is not the moment to ask those questions. All of us know this problem of ghost parties in Cameroon. We are reducing a solemn event to a kind of a stock exchange exercise where you have snipers and political merchants who go and plow in money to make some gains.
The main opposition party, the Social Democratic Front, has traditionally emerged runner-up in previous elections. Observers say once again, the real fight will be between the CPDM and the SDF. Its leader, Ni John Fundi, says most of the currently existing parties have been set up by Biya to destabilize the opposition. But Biya's supporters say it is a clear sign of advancing democracy. Election fever is steadily gaining momentum as the presidential aspirants crisscross the country, wooing the electorate and making unsustainable promises if elected. Biya has himself hit the campaign trail with a first outing to Marwa in the country's far north and then a second to Douala, the economic hub.
La nouvelle dynamique que j'ai impulsée permettra à notre pays de parvenir à l'émergence.
He says his vision to transform Cameroon into an emerging economy by 2035 will become reality over the next 7 years. He says he will set up the Senate and the yet-to-be-created Constitutional Council, intensify the fight against corruption, undertake major infrastructure projects in the energy and transport sectors, relaunch agriculture and improve health care, among others. But critics insist 30 years of Biya's rule has left Cameroon grappling to emerge from underdevelopment, sluggish growth, prevalent poverty and chronic corruption despite its vast natural resources. Many say his likely re-election will not herald any substantial change, says Loga, is a resident of the country's largest city and commercial hub, Douala. I don't think so. Not at all. But in every case, as a citizen, I'm obliged to vote. But I don't think it will change anything. And across the country, many are complaining they cannot find their voter cards despite participating in the voters' registration drive. Others say their names are not included on voter lists. The prevailing impression within the opposition is that such complaints indicate planned malpractice being orchestrated by the government and the elections management body, Elections Cameroon or ELECAM. Elizabeth Tamanjong is the SDF's Secretary General.
Everything has been put in place by the regime and the ELECAM to fraud. They don't want transparent elections. Why do I say this? The issue of double voters' cards, even the names of dead people on the voters' list, it is really embarrassing. I have had people calling me from the whole National Territory to tell me something. They have four cards, they have five cards.
ELECAM was created in 2008 and has frequently come under heavy opposition criticism as most of its members are from the ruling party. But officials say they are keen on conducting a free and fair poll. The SDF's Fundi says the government and ELECAM will be held responsible if things go sour after the election. He says it's the last time he's running for the post of president and intends to set up a 3-year transitional government as well as a 4-state federation.
I want Mr. Biya's government to take note that Cameroonians are politically aware and very sensitive, and that's why they boycotted the registration. We had to go into Kruijem Hart to register. They're saying that they have to vote for the last time and to defend their votes so that they shouldn't rig again.
A year ago, Frundi threatened to boycott and possibly disrupt the election if the government failed to enact reforms. The government reacted by appointing civil society actors into Ilikam. Now, he says he will change his mind and encourage demonstrations if the election results are doctored. But in the streets of Douala, many say they would abstain from protests. Maureen D is from the same region as the SDF leader.
I'm not ready to join any protest. I believe that the happenings in other countries like Ivory Coast, Egypt, Libya is too fresh in our memories. And if it has to happen here, it's going to be terrible. We have never experienced war. Cameroonians are suffering. We want peace.
Over 24,000 polling stations nationwide will open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. Sunday. This year marks the first time Cameroonians living overseas will participate in the presidential election. Results are not expected until a few days later, and they will be proclaimed by the Supreme Court acting in place of the Constitutional Council. For VOA Africa, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.